Flavours Food Festival is back this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, October 19th and 20th, serving up celebrity chefs and foodie fun at South Yorkshire's Elsiger Heritage Centre in Barnsley. Michelin award-winning chef Jean-Christophe Novelli is making a welcome return after the well-loved French TV chef cooked up a storm last year. He'll be performing lively cookery demonstrations and meeting fans over the two-day festival, with other cooking demos given by the likes of Karen Wright of Great British Bake Off fame and Tim Bilton from Cannon Hall Farm. Plus there'll be lots of local and national producers on show, so it'll be bustling with a wide range of tasty treats and delicious beverages. And I'm delighted to say that my special guest today to tell us all about it and what he'll be up to is the French chef art thrower himself, Jean-Christophe. So, Jean-Christophe, what can fans expect?
Hello, how are you? It's nice to be back. What we would expect this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, it's going to be a lot going on, basically. It's going to be I'm going to be offering some new recipes, some new demonstrations, some new cooking demonstrations with some new tips. But then again, it's going to be even a bigger festival than it was last year. Last year was fantastic. I think it was a success. And this year is going to be even better. I'm hoping to meet far more local producers and chefs and anyone who just, like me, loves food.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I mean, the fact is that you were here last year. It's normally a new celebrity chef that they bring in, but you went down absolutely a storm. And I think you fell in love with the Yorkshire audience as well, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, normally I get 80% of what we do is repeat jobs. Therefore, that's fantastic. But what I'm saying is normally they don't normally book me the following year, which is very rare. But I'm going to say, when I came last year, I noticed it was a lot more cool offer than I do, obviously, because what I do is I'm a people person. I know I'm a chef, but I also love meeting people, and it was so busy, it was just unbelievable. And I took time also to walk about, going into the village and going to the local mill and so on. Also, one thing I would like to say, which is very important, is this year we've got another great selection of chefs attending for 2 days. But there's one specifically I know very well. It's a super chef. He's called Tim. His name is Tim Bilton. And he's also a local lad. He's now based at Cannon Hall Farm for the last 3-4 years now. And Tim is a very special chef. He's very unique too. And he's going to be demonstrating on Sunday. Therefore, I've offered him to be his kitchen porter or assistant or whatever, just to make sure I don't miss his show demonstrations. And this is something very special to me, obviously, to be able to work alongside with some great chefs.
I just want to mention that, Jean-Christophe. I know that you did something at Cannon Hall recently. It was a cancer fundraiser. Was that for Tim?
Well, the thing that was not sure how I can say it is Tim is Tim. Once upon a time was very, very, very short, very close to get a Michelin star. I know that we all know that chefs, you know, and. And he had to close his own restaurant, before going to Cannon Hall Farm because he was diagnosed with a very specific type of cancer. Obviously, I don't want to discuss it too much because obviously I feel a little bit sad again. But one thing that I want to say is obviously Tim. If you find a Tim on his website, Tim Bilton, you will see that Tim has been fighting for years and he's still standing up and he's still walking. He's a dad. He's an husband. He's just an amazing chap and he's very brave. I've got to say what he's going through is just incredibly unbelievable. And that's why I went to Cannon Hall Farm to give a day raise money for him and his family. And also importantly, I am coming back sometime, I think in November, early December, to give another day at Cannon Hall Farm, which is obviously still in the logistic of preparing all this. But again, to support him and his family, and it's very important. And that's what I meant. This year, the the festival has managed to select a good team of demonstrators.
Yeah, so I just wanted to pick up from there, and just to let you know that I had tongue cancer myself 4 years ago. So when I saw that what you'd gone through as a family as well with your little boy, it really resonated much with me. But inspirationally, the NHS saved his life and they've saved mine as well. And, you know, you just want to do what you can. And I guess that's one of the reasons why you're doing the Stand Up For Cancer, the TV Celebrity Hunted at present.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I think, obviously, we've been very fortunate. My son survived, and even so, he was quite severely diagnosed. I mean, stage 4 neuroblastoma. My wife also nearly passed away with a different... it's been quite traumatic, but we're back, and that's what we do, human beings. We try to stand up and try to turn the page.
I couldn't believe it, Jean-Christophe, when I heard that your partner as well, that she had the blood clot in her leg. I mean, everything came at once for you, didn't it? How difficult was it to get through, and how much did cooking and your fans help you get through that?
Difficult is the same for anyone. You know, the worst is for any family, for anyone who has this issue. And it's sad because it's very epidemic. You know, there's always someone who... We realize how very easy... what's going on with cancer now. It's just... It could be anyone. That's what I meant. And the problem of the cancer situation, even so, I keep saying the NHS has done a fantastic job. Everybody who's been involved... To help my wife and my little baby at first, were remarkable. But what is important is the fact that when this happened, we're not ready. We don't know how, why, when, and all of a sudden everything stopped. The business stopped completely. Obviously, that's another thing, because obviously nobody wanted to book me. Or hardly anyone. But obviously, that's a big issue. But the things, we got two young kids. One is 7, one is 11. The whole scenario stopped. You know, the things like going to school and, you know. Therefore, we, like everybody does, I think more or less, we survive and we try to. And we did, I think, we did very well, actually. And we've been fortunate. Before doing this Stand Up To Cancer TV show on Channel 4 every Sunday for the next 5 weeks has allowed me to pass on a message, doing it for my family, more importantly, and also, even more importantly, is to turn the page and to move on to something else. The important thing is we are all of us, the 8 of us, doing it for, you know, raising awareness, making sure people, you know. I mean, I was told from the viewing situation this yesterday, I don't know if you saw it yesterday.
Yes.
It's been over a million of viewers from the last show already.
Listen, I take my hat off to you and I applaud what you're doing on behalf of all cancer survivors, including myself. Thank you ever so much for what you're doing.
Well, you know, you're amazing too, you know. I mean, I'm not amazing, but, you know, you've done very well to come out, you know. And I think some people take it very seriously, but some people don't know too much, really, what it's all about.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like I said, going back to Tim... you can see now why I'm excited to see Tim on Sunday, and I really, really encourage everyone to come and turn up to give him support, please.
Absolutely, and I endorse that. And let's say that obviously you've had the bad times, but you're actually you're back at it now. You're busier than ever. You're doing lots of these festivals. You've got, just remind me, how many restaurants have you got, and any plans to open up anything up in Yorkshire?
I would love to be in Yorkshire. I love it. I have a place in Belfast, which is called WCT, City Key. There's plans on opening one and another one, which is 2 more. Obviously, with the Brexit situation, it's been delayed, which is something which is, you know, obviously not nice to anyone. This whole economy has slowed down a little bit, so I agree completely. That's it. And I've got my cookery school.
And you said that you'd love to open a restaurant in Yorkshire. Let me ask you about your favourite Yorkshire food. What is it?
Well, it's meant to be a yogurt pudding. No, I mean, I tell you what, I have one of my very close friends, and for me, I believe he's probably one of the most amazing chefs this country has produced, and also has not just in the UK, but also worldwide, is Marco Pierre-White. And I remember when we first met, when we very, very first met in 1985, my English was quite limited and very poor. And I remember I said we knew he was from Yorkshire. And that's when the first time we met. And already, Marco is a great ambassador from his own county. You know, I mean, he is, and he still knows. I was with him 2 weeks ago, and you can see he's a very proud man to be from Yorkshire. And I can understand, and I think I admire people who are so much, you know, respectful of where they're coming from. And I remember at that time, already in the 80s, he was telling me, you know, what the county, Yorkshire, can provide, and you know, in terms of farming and produces and this and that. And I was quite impressed, actually. Like I said, I might not be opening a restaurant yet in Yorkshire, but I will be definitely coming this Saturday and Sunday.
Fantastic. And could you just give us a bit of an heads up what you're going to be demonstrating, what's going to be there? I know you're going to be demonstrating over 2 days as well.
Yeah, for 2 days. I can't tell you exactly what I'm going to be doing, but I might change at the last minute some of the dishes, I don't know, because I keep changing my mind all the time. I don't like to predict too much what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I'm quite very much all in the mood situation.
Okay.
So, obviously, whatever it is, it's going to be some healthy dishes. It's going to be some interesting tip, which is basically what I teach in my cookery school. And also, I am not too sure exactly where I'm going to be, but on the evening, I'm going to be in one of the local restaurants, which... Again, sadly, I can't help you too much about the name of the place because I haven't been read fair yet properly. And I'm due to be told tomorrow the situation on this weekend. But what I'm saying is, if you go onto the festival website, you will see that there's something going on into the local restaurant, which I'm due to do the Q&A and
Fantastic. And I guess the other thing is that you are doing 3 demonstrations a day. Do you know the times yet when you're going to be doing that?
Again, I'm so sorry, but the best is to go through the website and see there's it's a lot of information. It's great for family, trust me. It's going to be, last year, I remember, I was amazed and shocked.
You've no need to convince me, Jean-Christophe. I was there, and I actually enjoyed it that much. I went to 2 of your cooking demos last year. It was brilliant.
Thank you. But bear in mind, it's not just me. Local chefs, which also we want to support.
Well, we'll have full details of all that. Flavours Foods Festival, Elsa Heritage Centre, Barnsley, is Saturday and Sunday this weekend, October 19th and the 20th. Tickets are just £5 per person, under 14s are free, but then you'll need a ticket and you get those through eventbrite.co.uk. It's free parking and no additional ticket needed to watch Jean-Christophe doing his thing, which is just fantastic. So, just a final point, Jean-Christophe. There'll be a lot of people wanting to get into the mood for this weekend, and they'll be wanting a bit of breakfast before they come and see you. Could you just give me a very quick recipe for what would be a nice little breakfast, something a bit offbeat, something a bit different that they could put together?
Well, I suggest, obviously, I strongly believe breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But don't forget, you are going to one of the most amazing festivals, where it's going to be a lot of demonstrators, an awful lot of different stands with different local produce. Therefore, I would suggest don't, you know, whatever you do on the morning for breakfast, don't overeat. There'll be a lot of facilities where you can grab something to eat. But I think it's important, like everything, when you go shopping, you know, your food shopping, it's very important you don't eat anything because you've got more appetite to choose and to select and... You know, and like I said, taking your time to go through all the... And it's the same when you go to a festival. It's important that you take time to test every single thing which are there. And it's going to be so many produce. I mean, I remember last year last year I only came for 1 day. And I remember saying that 1 day is not enough. There's so much to see and to enjoy. Therefore, I'm afraid I can't give you a recipe for your breakfast in the morning, but just don't eat too much.
We'll have to come along and enjoy it on the day. Final question for you. They say that sex sells, and you're regarded as the rock and roll star of the cookery world, an heartthrob. How do you react to that? Do you like the sexy image?
I don't think that. I mean, if somebody should be the sexy rock and roll image, it should be Marco Pierre-White. and that's it. It's not the way you look. I think you can't. It's the way you are. I think it's very important. And I don't know. I've always worked. I've always been a chef. I've never looked at anything else. I think we are very special chefs. I love the fact that people take the job now as a pride, when I see those young kids at 14, 15, I speak to and say, I want to be a chef, I want to go straight to college. It makes me pleased to listen to such an amazing, commitment and having such a goal in life to do well. And like I said, I even said on the program, on the TV show, the Haunted, I keep saying we've got an advantage. We are chefs. We have to do better than anybody else. Because we are the only one, as an occupation, as a job, as a career, as a dream, that we can use your five senses in the same time. There's no other jobs who allow you to do that. And if you do it also with the sense of urgency, if you can coordinate your way, you are in a different world. You are in a different feeling. And that's what I meant. To be a chef is a special thing. And I will encourage anyone to imagine. We need to eat every single day. It's a necessity. And on the top of that, if you love your food and you can cook and you understand how to source yourself, it's just phenomenal. It's exciting. But sometimes I go for a run or on the bike just purely that I can eat more.
Well, listen, thank you ever so much for your time. We do regard you as our pin-up celebrity chef, and we can't wait to see you at Flavours Food Festival this weekend. Looking forward to meeting up with you, and we'll catch up then.
Thank you, and it's going to be fantastic. Let's all meet. Thank you.